Item 14, report and possible discussion on investment officers' report for third quarter of fiscal year 2007.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this is the quarterly report required on the Public Funds Investment Act. You received the portfolio report that is prepared by staff and our investment or financial advisor, Patterson Associates. You can see that this summary, I just have a summary page as I normally do, which shows that our total reserves position, and this is both unrestricted and restricted reserves, is nearly $80 million at the end of May, and down just slightly from the quarter before. And you can see that the average yield to maturity continues to go up slightly. That'll probably start leveling off pretty soon as rates have leveled off. And you actually heard today that there may be even a reduction in rates at some point in the future by the Fed, but hadn't been decided yet. But anyway, this is the report. I'll be happy to answer any questions if anybody has any. No action is required. It's just a report only.
John, item 15.
Item 15 is also a report only, no action required, and this is also our quarterly. This is our quarterly budget report. This would be for the third quarter of our fiscal year, the 07 fiscal year. Talked about this a little bit back when we did the budget workshop 2 weeks ago, but this is just a summary. And again, there were several schedules that you all received in your handout, which provide more detail. And I'd be happy to show you in year to date, we're doing quite well as far as against our budget through the third quarter. Revenues are significantly higher than we projected, to some extent from some extra short-term water sales and investment income. It's additional. Our expenses are less than we had budgeted for. And you can see it right now, at least through the third quarter, our year to date a surplus through three quarters is this $4.3 million, and that'll go down a little bit as we anticipate as we get to the fourth quarter, but it'll still be fairly healthy. Our capital project spending is a little bit under what we had projected by $1.2 million, and you can see that our ending unrestricted or uncommitted reserves is right about $39 million at this particular point in time, as compared to, you saw the number before of $79 million, so that shows you we have about $40 million in restricted funds, but this is the unrestricted, so it's just about half of our total funds that we have on. Anyway, that's the summary on that, and I'll be happy to answer any questions in regards to that either.
Who would expect water sale revenue to be down this quarter?
No, water sales is that we have sold more water this year, both long-term and short-term.
The current quarter we're in now, with all the rain, it would be down a little bit.
Well, most of our...
Doesn't make a difference.
It really won't matter because most all of our contracts were take-or-pay contracts. Only the one area that would hurt us in from a revenue is our East Williamson County project, which is a treated water. And that we do get paid based on the amount of water they take. So the wetter that is, the revenues might be impacted there, but that's a fairly small relative to everything else. Any other questions?